The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen. I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. So in the Gospel this morning then, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure. And of course, departure is always painful, and the apostles were probably very sad to hear that news. But he was telling us also and teaching us that there is no real joy without going through sorrow and pain. And that the line in the Gospel this morning is very appropriate maybe for this time. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. And it's interesting that in order to kind of explain this to them, he took the example of a woman who is giving birth, and he says she's in terrible pain and anguish. And of course, we men don't have a clue what that is like, because we men are very squeamish when it comes to any kind of pain or or suffering. And he gave the example of a woman giving childbirth, and she goes through all this pain and suffering, and then afterwards comes this beautiful joy. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that in your life. I presume that women watching or listening this morning will know exactly what I'm talking about, but I can only kind of imagine what that must be like after all that pain, and now you have a beautiful little baby in your arms. We men can't understand that fully, but it's a beautiful thing. We can only imagine. But isn't it interesting also, if you think about it, and it's something I often cross my mind, that it was the women who were there, it was the women who showed courage. Because when Jesus was dying on the cross in agony and in anguish, where were all those great, brave men, so-called brave men? They were barricaded in a room, locked up. They were in a self-imposed lockdown. Yet Mary, and we're told, three women were there at the cross. And when Jesus rose from the dead, who was there? Mary. Not Mary, his mother, but his friend Mary from Bethany. She became the first apostle. And then while they were waiting after Jesus departed, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was with the apostles trying to encourage them and so on. So we have to admire women for their courage. Now, having said all that, apply that to ourselves to today and two little things. I don't know if you ever, what kind of prayers you pray or say, but I ask the Lord every morning of my life to give me the gift of joy. And it is a gift from the Lord. And the gift of joy then gives you the strength when you face difficulty, not to give up hope, but to know and to believe that in spite of what you're going through at the moment, or what we are going through at the moment, in the end, it will all be well. It will all be well. That's the real gift of joy. And so, as Jesus says, I'll give you a joy that no one can take from you. And that's the kind of joy we're talking about in the gospel this morning. And so I encourage you to pray for that particular joy. And I know many of you at this moment are going through pain, and you're going through suffering, and you're anxious and you're worried and so on. But hang in there and don't give up and don't lose hope. Like everything in this world, all things pass, and eventually what we're going through now will come to an end. So once again, I encourage you to trust. I will be with you. I will not let you down. Those are the words of Jesus. So then, this morning in our prayers, let us ask the Lord for that particular joy we've just been talking about, a joy that He alone can give and that no one can take from us, a joy that gives us courage and strength to deal with whatever situation or difficulty we find or encounter in our lives. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray for those in governance that they may exercise whatever authority to have with wisdom and consideration for all people, not just what is best for themselves. Let us pray to the Lord. We remember and bring before you, Lord, this morning the oppressed and the exploited and the voiceless. That's how so many people are today, without a voice. And we remember the victims of human trafficking. May God comfort them and lead them out of their affliction. Let us pray to the Lord. For our own community, may our shared commitment to being witnesses of Christ's love inspire us to work together, pray for one another, and forgive one another. Let us pray to the Lord. And for those who have died, may they abide with Jesus in heaven forever. And we bring before you, especially this morning, Lord, all those who have died because of the coronavirus, and especially any of our friends we know who have died. And we also bring before you, Lord, the many families who are bereaved and grieving at the moment. Let us pray to the Lord. And at our Mass here this morning, we remember Eric and Vicky Walsher, for whom this Mass this morning is being celebrated. Let us pray to the Lord. Now, let's pause for a moment and bring before the Lord this morning our own petitions and our own needs at this moment. Let us pray to the Lord. We make these and all our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit, contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family, that under your protective care they may never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once again giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Jose, our Bishop, and all the priests and people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who